Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Another great day for It's the Real.
If there is a day and we are It's the Real, then it is another great day for It's the Real.
12 days of podcast. That's 12 new episodes in 12 days leading up to Christmas. How are we doing so far?
I think we are... We haven't missed a day yet.
We have not.
And so we're at day, what, like 9, 10?
We have a sterling record so far.
Sterling, like cheap silver?
That's right. Shout out to us. Shout out to everyone who's listened. And shout out to everyone who's bought tickets for our headlining show at SOB's on February 23rd, 2017, called...
Your Girls Tour.
Your Girls Tour. It's going to be us rapping alongside special guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. February 23rd, 2017. Tickets available right now at...
It'sTheReal.com.
It'sTheReal.com. Now, Jeff, during this whole 12 days of podcast run, and we've had everybody from Yes Jules to Chase B to...
I mean, we had CJ Fly, we had Kim Osario, we had Officially Ice.
Chris Styles.
Premium Pete.
Premium Pete. A lot of
Flatbush Zombies.
A lot of fun episodes. You have put it out there that you want people to go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review and a nice comment along with it. And what have people done?
I mean...
They've listened to you.
Yeah.
You see the power you have right now?
I'm an influencer.
I want to try one thing.
Yeah.
I want people to go to youtube.com/itsthereal, go to our video, Dave Matthews Bands, directed by Rex Arrow, our first single off our upcoming mixtape, Teddy Bear Fresh, and leave a good comment there. Go to our YouTube video and leave a comment there. Do you think people can do it?
I don't know, because like you said it me. Yeah, I don't know if you have that.
So I started to say it, and I was like, maybe Jeff should say this instead. Can you do me a favor, Jeff?
I'll do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
What are you going to do today?
I have things to do.
Oh. Like what?
I have Instagram DMs to respond to.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
Today on the podcast.
Yep.
Who do we have?
We have Post Malone.
Post Malone, who came in during the recording for Flatbush Zombies.
Yeah, and they knew each other.
That was the best part, because we've had, you know, times when people have stopped by and not known the guest that was on the microphone, and it was like, just sort of like sit on the couch and sit. And yeah.
Do a lot of sitting.
Try to avoid eye contact.
But yeah, Post Malone and Flatbush Zombies, not a combination I would have imagined.
But
they're friends.
They are friends.
And they see each other overseas a lot.
This was a fun episode. We really enjoyed getting to know Post, and he had a great sense of humor. Who would have known?
I would have figured that.
Oh, I didn't know.
Look at the kid's hair.
When do you want to get into this episode?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Dryer Sheets by the Pound, a.k.a. More Bounce in the Ounce.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Everything is Lit, a.k.a. Waco, Texas.
What's going on, guys? It's Post Malone, a.k.a. The Swag Leprechaun, a.k.a. I love swag 2017.
Yeah, and this is a waste of time, and it's the real. What's happening?
What's going on, guys?
Yo, how are you?
I'm great.
You know what the best part of this whole thing is that like your whole crew shows up in like heavy jackets, and you are here in, it's no joke, 20 degrees outside.
Yeah, it feels like 9.
And you have short sleeves on.
Yeah. I don't know why. It was a mistake.
A big mistake.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Cold.
Yeah.
But have you really, like, been outside?
No, I mean, not really, but even the transitional period between...
building.
The worst. It sucks.
Is it sort of like when you go to, like, a really fancy party and everybody's wearing, like, you know, tuxedo, like, a black tie wedding, and you show up wearing, like, a t-shirt?
It's kind of like that, yeah. You know what? It is.
What's the last wedding you've been to?
I went to my girlfriend's dad's...
Oh, I thought that was going to end. I went to my girlfriend's wedding, and it's like, well...
Yeah. I showed up and ruined that shit.
Your girlfriend's father's what?
And my girlfriend's father's renewal of his vows to his wife.
How was that?
It was lit. It was cool. They're Mexican, so they get super lit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like meaning what?
Like fiesta, like super party. Yeah. Everybody's singing and having the greatest time. And,
that's awesome.
You know, I'm blessed to be able to be a part of the festivities.
Did you have an official like position? Were you like
the ring bearer?
I was the flower one.
Yo,
it does the flowers.
That's pretty awesome. I like the idea of you just showing up like with your own flowers, and you're just like, I'm the flower one.
Yes, I'm the flower thing. You already know.
Official title.
That's pretty good.
Did that take place back at home?
Yeah, that was in Dallas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Dallas?
Yeah.
Like in Dallas, like proper?
No, I mean in the suburbs of Dallas.
Okay,
so, so you're a liar.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a liar. Yeah. But no, when you say Grapevine, everybody's just like, what the fuck is Grapevine?
It's called Grapevine.
Yeah, it's called Grapevine.
Whoa. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love grapes.
I like that. Yeah.
I like grapes.
Prove it.
Is there a business district for like Grapevine? Like, are there restaurants and like businesses? Like Main Street.
It's Main Street. That's where I used to do my gigs and stuff.
Really?
Well, that's when I used to do like my acoustic gigs. I would do all my hardcore stuff in Dallas.
But. Right. So
I mean, everything's bigger in Dallas. That doesn't make sense.
Generally in Dallas. That's not the saying at all. So
the hats are bigger in Dallas.
Yeah. Did you grow up? Did you grow up a Cowboys fan?
Yeah, I was a Cowboys fan even when I lived up in Syracuse.
I'm sorry, you lived where?
When I was up in Syracuse, before I moved to Dallas.
Syracuse.
New York. Yes, sir.
I went to school at Syracuse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My dad was a Syracuse guy as well.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, man.
Salt City.
Yeah, come on. I got my saltine Indian right here.
Yay.
That's good stuff, man. It's lit.
So, well, what do you like better, oranges or grapes?
Grapes. I like grapes more.
We asked the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, clearly.
We're really getting to the core of things right now, nitty-gritty.
But living outside of Dallas, okay, Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yes, sir.
Did you go to Arlington to watch the Rangers?
I mean, I'm not really a baseball guy.
Okay. What about the Dallas Stars?
Not a really hockey guy.
Because that's Mavericks. Weird to me. Oh, yeah, Mavericks?
Yeah, Mavericks. Okay. I love the Mavericks.
Like hockey.
So you're a front runner.
Front runner?
You like the teams that win.
That's Mavericks suck this year. Okay, Mavericks suck.
And the
Cowboys bed suck. We just got blessed with some beautiful new rookies. So
you really did.
Yeah. So it's going good right now.
Did you the Stars were really good. Like I'm sure when you were like growing
so
up.
So were the Rangers. The Rangers were good too. We almost won something, right? Baseball is weird to me. Baseball. Like, as much as I have admiration for the players and stuff, I just feel like baseball's a weird sport. Like, you can wear sunglasses, you can chew gum, wear hats. Like, that's...
Yeah, it's like weird. They're throwing something at you,
what's the most casual sport? Like, it's so casual.
You clearly did not play baseball growing up.
No,
right?
I did not. Yeah. I played T-ball, but I got fired. And my dad was the coach. He said, son,
wait,
you
what?
Gotta go.
This is. Did you miss?
Yeah, I couldn't hit the ball. Yeah. And whenever I was in the outfield, I was busy. My dad was screaming at me because the only girl on the team was better than me.
You were looking at like the flowers that were out
there.
Yeah,
no, that's a good. Well, it's like bench warmers with the butterfly. He's looking for the butterfly.
When you were growing up, what kind of activities were you into?
I liked to play music, play guitar.
Who got you into playing guitar?
Guitar Hero.
That's so you realize that the guitar isn't the same?
Yeah, not pressing buttons.
Yeah, like, no, definitely. But I think Guitar Hero was super dope for a lot of kids because it really got them into, you know,
Journey.
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, I might be one of the rare kids that started playing Guitar Hero and was like, I want a real guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, even if you didn't pick up a guitar, you at least learned some cool stuff. Like, you learned a lot of dope music that you may have never been exposed to.
Yeah, and also, like, Purple Key, Red Key. Yeah.
Yeah, that. Purple Key. There's no Purple Key, though, so you obviously
don't. Oh, who's the liar now? Damn it. So, Guitar Hero. Would you play that, like, by yourself or with friends? Or
no, by myself. I was a loser.
Ooh, no, but were you really good at it, though?
I was so good.
I like how Eric brushed over, like, no, I'm a loser.
No, yeah, we're not, yeah.
So you were really good at Guitar Hero, right?
Yeah. And when you got a guitar, did you end up playing with a band? Did you, like, have a garage band of any sort?
Yeah, no, I had, my first band started with a guy right down the street from me. I was like 12.
And what did he play?
He played guitar as well. It was a band that consisted of two electric guitars. And neither of us knew how to play.
You learned together.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of covers were you playing?
No covers. We were writing our own stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the worst.
Did you have a name for your band?
No, that one didn't have a name.
Okay.
I was in a hardcore band.
It was just
band.
Called Great.
It was just called Great.
Yeah,
the
perfect.
Best, yeah. The best band ever.
Grapevine.
Yeah, exactly.
So later on, you got into a hardcore band?
Yeah, I was in a hardcore band. I wanted to be Asking Alexandria so bad, so he called himself Ashley's Arrival. And we just fucking shredded it all day at Fat Daddy's and had like 30 people at the show, but they were going in. All kids that I knew.
Where'd you rehearse for a hardcore band?
And sometimes in my living room, sometimes in my friend Jesse's garage.
Yeah, so that really begs the question, like, how thrilled were your parents and Jesse's parents that you guys were practicing all the time?
Yeah, they loved it.
Loved it?
Yeah, I'm sarcastic.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
you know, we sucked. Yeah, so they loved us.
And you started gigging around town.
Yep. Like Fat Daddies, we had a... We won a Battle of the Bands at the House of Blues.
That's awesome.
And at the Cross Timber Wolves Middle School, won a Battle of the Band there.
Wait, so you were pretty good? Or good enough to...
At the time, yeah.
I mean, better than the others. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we weren't good, but we were better than the others. We were the best band in town.
Right, like you guys weren't beating, I don't know, Eve 6, but yeah...
So you ran. So you went to a rival. You went to a rival school and won their Battle of the Bands.
Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, it was sick.
How were the other bands? Were they like on par or?
They were good.
They were good.
They were good.
Anything ever happened with any of those bands? Good or bad?
Here's a funny story. So, the band that I was in whenever I won a Battle of the Bands, I had like three bands at once. But the band that I did that Battle of the Bands at the middle school was actually the singer was Andrew. And he's singer for Crown the Empire right now. It's kind of like, hardcore stuff right now. And he went on to be in that band, and I tried out for his band, but I never made it.
What were you?
So imagine
out for?
If I
guitar?
For guitar, yeah. Imagine if I had made it, I would have been in that band.
Yeah,
and I would not have been here,
man. I guess you weren't practicing guitar here right now.
No, I wasn't. No, I know exactly what happened. I broke a string, and I was like, shit, dude. I panicked, and I was like, bro, will you help me fix my string? And he did it.
And he was like, this is what's going to happen on a regular basis.
Seriously, dude, this guy has to go, dude. Seriously.
When's the last time you saw Andrew?
Not too long ago. We're friends.
That's dope.
Me and them are friends now. It's been – we had a period where we didn't really communicate because, like, it was just like – I didn't have his Twitter or nothing, or I didn't know what was going on, but we recently just linked up, and we're really good friends again.
That's awesome.
That is good to hear. So, middle school, high school, what other activities were you doing besides band?
Xbox.
Yeah.
I was wrecking some noobs in Call of Duty.
Are you being sarcastic again?
No, I was really good. I lost my skills, though.
And what was your first job?
I worked at Chicken Express. That was my only job.
Were you registered or were you making?
I started off as a packer, so you get the orders and you put it in the box. But mm-hmm. then I worked my way up to register, drive through. I had people call back like, "Yo, who's the handsome ass man with the mustache and the ponytail?" Like,
and you said that's Chris, and I.
No, it was me.
Yeah. Did you have to clean at the end of the day too?
Yeah. It's called Rax.
Rax.
Rax City.
Really?
Yeah, it was miserable.
Miserable?
Yeah, you had to take the fucking things off of the thing. And can I cuss?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
I've just been fucking up a storm out here.
It's cold as fuck outside.
It is. Yeah. It certainly is. Yeah. So you'd have to take that thing off, and it was hot, and you'd always burn yourself, and then you'd have to scrape the grease out of it with a paint chipper.
What?
Were you like, at some point, this isn't worth it?
Like, yeah, that's why I was just like, you know what? I don't need this anymore.
Did you eat at the Chicken Express?
Oh, it was so good. We got free food. So good.
But it's like that thing where...
It was kush.
Where you learn about, like, how something is made. Do you want to, like, really eat that?
Hey, that don't bother me, man. That is still very good. You think, like, Chef Ramsay cooking a fine dish? She has to peel, like, the veins out of a Alaskan salmon or something and doesn't want to eat it, he knows it's going to be delicious.
Sounds like someone watches Master Chef.
Look, Chef Ramsay's my guy.
Really? Have you met him?
No.
Have
I met Guy Fieri, though, the other day.
What? Where?
At a party with my friend Josh and Jeff. Happy birthday, Josh.
I'm Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Eric, but...
Yeah. It's not my birthday, but... Wait, so he was at the party, and what did you talk to him about?
Nothing. He just said, whenever I'm in Dallas, like, come on to the show, and he was super dope. Super nice guy. The legend himself.
Does he know your music well?
Yeah. I mean, not well, but he knows my music, yeah.
He walked up to you and said, hi?
Well, no, someone introduced me to him, and he was like, yo, I like you.
That's wild.
It was super.
Was he wearing sunglasses indoors?
No, he was not.
Did he smell like donkey sauce?
No, he didn't. He had a nice Cuban stogie though. He was blazing it up.
Have you been to his restaurant here in New York?
No. What is it?
Speaking of things you can like chip off with a paint chipper,
they have a
it's fine.
It's look, he might be a very nice guy, and when the one time we went, he did pay for 80% of our bill, which was super nice. But we were with a crowd of people. We went strictly because it was rated as the worst restaurant of all time by the New York Times.
Of all time.
Like, yeah. Basically, they gave it the worst review. It's if you look it up right now, it's something to behold. Like the
What's
review,
it called?
The review, the place.
Great American Restaurant?
Yeah, Guy Fieri's Great American
Experience. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's in Times Square.
Sounds good.
Well, I mean, but you want to know what? You can never judge a restaurant by its
title.
Lying title.
Yeah, that's right. You had one job. Yeah. You worked there for how long?
Like a year and a half.
And then did you decide that was it? Or did
Yeah, and then the I moved to L.A. They could never fire me.
Because you kept getting compliments from the driver.
You were the star attraction.
You couldn't fire this.
What made you move to L.A.?
I mean, music. That's what I wanted to do. And my friend Jason, who makes YouTube videos, moved out there, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna coattail off you, and if it works, I'm gonna pay you back. And it worked.
So did you drive out there or did you fly?
No, we flew.
You flew.
We didn't bring nothing.
Like,
well, he was popping it. He still is, but like,
so you knew you had a place to stay.
Yeah.
And you flew with no jacket on your back. You were just,
well, I mean, clothes.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah. First of all, it's LA, you don't need a jacket.
No, I know, but you know,
I do right now though.
Yeah.
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 You flew out there. Had you been to LA before?
Yes, earlier that year.
Oh, okay,
just to
okay.
see, because he was thinking of moving out there, and he brought me with
but
him.
But did you know what the lay of the land was? Obviously, yeah, like, you're cool with, like, driving around, because
right,
Dallas
right.
is not exactly a
walking city.
Right. Yeah.
But did you know where you were going once you got to L.A.?
No.
You didn't know any parts of town were known for? Yeah.
I met a guy at a party, and I was like, yo, is there any place to record? Yeah.
Guy Fieri knew?
Yeah, it was Guy Fieri. Yeah.
Just keep meeting him at
he
parties.
Says he was working on his new mixtape.
It's fire. It's donkey sauce.
What'd you think of LA right when you moved there?
I love it.
It wasn't overwhelming or anything?
No, I still think I'm so much mysticism and just wonder looking up at the sign at night and just like, that you see it in movies and it's just like, wow, like this is a crazy place. Like just the energy there is crazy.
What did your parents say when you were like, I'm going to get out of town and go to?
I told them a week before I left.
You gave him a week's notice.
Yeah, and I said, hey, guys, I'm out of here.
How'd they take it?
I mean, they were supportive. My dad was. My mom hated it, but I'm a mama's boy.
But more importantly, what did the Chicken Express people think when you quit?
I never officially quit. I might still be on payroll there.
Oh,
but
you
I just
are really
have,
late for your shift.
I just don't have any. Oh, shit. Yeah, because I was just like, hey, can I get some less hours and less? And then I'd call in and be like, yo, could you cover my shift? And then they would be like, yeah, okay. If you don't want to work here, just tell us. And I'm like, no. I'm good. I'll still come.
Are you bad at breakups?
Yeah, yeah. Like, okay, hey, maybe we should just gradually see each other less and less and less.
Can we date once a month? Is that cool?
Nothing.
Yeah. So you move out to L.A. How many tattoos did you have at the time?
None.
If you worked at Chicken Express, would you be allowed to have tattoos? Oh, it's cool. It's all right.
They had tats there.
Oh, I didn't know. You know,
it was laid back.
Yeah,
yeah.
It wasn't a button up establishment.
No,
you know, like
Chicken Express.
Yeah.
Chicken Express was not a black tie.
I'm shocked.
Right.
So you moved to L.A.
Yeah.
Was your hair long?
Yeah, my hair was long. I didn't have braids. I had a ponytail.
Okay, mustache, beard.
Yep.
And
I mean, enough for that time.
Sure. And no car.
No car.
How'd you get around?
No money.
No money. What'd you do? How'd you get around?
Sat at home and made music, really.
Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero. There was a Guitar Hero. I think it was Guitar Hero 4. You could make your own music on there. Like, you could lay down your own drums and guitar.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Whoa.
But I didn't do that for a living.
Yeah.
I did it on FL.
So what part of town were you living in?
Encino. It's still where I live
so not
now.
Yeah, like outside of LA.
Yeah, though. Like right outside of LA, just like Grapevine.
Yeah, and
right outside.
Yeah. So on
lying stuff.
What was your musical direction at that point? What were you really like feeling and recording?
Well, I mean, I was just making beats and rapping over them. But at that time, I was really rapping. Like, I wanted to be ASAP Rocky really bad.
So
I had just turned 18 from 17.
Like, and you know what's crazy? ASAP Rocky wanted to sound like he was from Texas.
That's true.
It's almost like
he snapped though. He's wild. Like, yeah. You know, it's like it all comes full circle, and now we about to work on some stuff.
That's awesome.
That's really awesome. Rocky's a great dude.
He's a great dude. The nicest.
Yeah. You're living in Encino. You're recording beats onto what kind of software?
FL, Fruity Loops.
Yep.
Fruity Loops. And I would make the beat, and I had a shitty mic, and I just recorded it on Audacity.
Wow.
Yeah, Audacity is freest thing
exactly.
ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I just put it there and got some reverb, and that was it.
Well, how much did you know about recording?
None. I still don't know anything.
If you listen back now at, you know, with those recordings, what do you think?
It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Ever.
I mean, not ever.
Right, but you nitpick and you find all the
I sounded awful. I was like, I mean, whenever I started doing it, I was like 15, 16.
Yeah, but blame
like,
the microphone. It was shitty mic.
I didn't run it through an Apollo or one of these things or nothing.
What'd you do at night?
Fapped.
Dope.
Just nothing really. I just drank.
Like, well, we have a lot of questions to go on that.
It was a party. It was a nonstop party. Like, you would wake up and people were partying, and then
this is not what you told your mom.
What'd
you tell your mom? You're like, everything's going great.
Yeah, everything is great, Mom. I just got out of the library, so I can talk to you.
It's exactly what you think I'm doing, Mom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, it's disgusting that you were masturbating in the library.
Did you have a?
They couldn't even catch me. I just had a big book. Just had a big bucket.
Just looking at a reference book.
Yeah. Exactly. Just the biggest book of all.
Yeah.
So
I find this very erotic.
You didn't have any type of job.
No.
Were just recording music.
Yeah.
Were you sure that success was right around the corner?
No.
Oh.
I was.
Did you give yourself a deadline? Did you like say, I'm going to live out here for 9 months? I'm going to live out here for 12 months?
I just knew my friend was like my biggest fan, and he loved what I was doing. And
this is Jason.
Yeah, this is Jason.
And Jason's killing it on YouTube.
Yeah.
And did you get in any of his videos?
Yeah. You seen Leon DeChino?
Oh, sure. But look, you never know what a person's really like until you travel with them, right?
Right.
Right. Similarly, you don't know what a person's like until you live with them.
Right.
Did you know you could live with Jason?
Well, I mean, practically ever since we were little kids, I freeloaded off of him.
Okay.
Not freeloaded, but he was just so inviting and generous. And he lived right down the street from me, and I'd known him since middle school. So it was like, I would always spend a night there. Like, I would be there all night just getting weird with reference books. Just chilling. So.
So you go to LA, you're recording. When do you feel like you got a little bit better? When is the recording process a little smoother?
First.
Hmm?
Whenever First came in.
Mm-hmm.
So he introduced me to a whole world of just professional recording quality.
I didn't realize First was based in L.A. I always thought that based in Atlanta.
Well, he moved out there.
Gotcha.
I think it was because of me.
Because
he wanted to be out in the whole situation so we could just keep making music.
Well, then how'd you guys connect? Online?
No, with... like at the same place, we were at Stevie B's studio. That's the studio that my friend told me about. And his son was like, yo, we know First. And First flew out and he heard one of my songs that I made and on one of my beats and my own stuff. And
see, this is why you need to wear a jacket.
This is just,
And then.
It's your own fault. Sit in your own filth.
Get your mom on the phone.
And then he remade the beat, and we recorded it on a proper setup, and that's when it started.
And that's when you heard the difference between what you were doing.
That's when I was like, okay, this could really happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed enough, luckily enough, it happened very early.
Yeah, I mean, was that White Iverson or no?
No, it was called Another Cup. I don't know if it's out. I don't think it is.
Do you want to put it out with this podcast? Just like a real free exclusive?
Yeah, shit. Yeah. It sucks.
Are you ever afraid that like someone, look, because it happens to more people than you even expect, like that someone's going to hack in and take your stuff and just give it away? Like,
I have a secret email.
Secret email?
Yeah, secret email.
Flatbush Zombies were just here. They were talking about their secret email, which was cartmansmom69@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now I'm about to email them.
Yeah. From your secret email?
I know who you are.
Like, actually, I really do know who you are. Yeah.
It's good. Nice to see you guys earlier.
I know, yeah. You have a secret email. That's smart.
Yeah.
But you don't do the whole, like, Mike Dean during Watch the Throne and take your hard drives in, like, a briefcase that's handcuffed here. Yeah.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they
crazy.
Were, and they did the best job in not letting any of their music be released through weird, you know, circumstances and until the very end. But, yeah.
I was thinking about this idea. I want to put a torrent of my album out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people who illegally stream it will download it, but whenever they get it, they're just going to, every time they try to play it, it's going to say, hey, I don't appreciate that.
It's a very polite way of...
Hey, stop what you're doing.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's not even that much. Just go buy it.
That actually sounds really good, like a good idea.
But that's like, I don't want to like, yeah. I don't want to say it's been done before.
Right.
But during Napster... which you're too young to possibly remember. But they would put, record labels would put up fake files, and so it would be a preview of it, and it would be like,
yeah.
Or there was a version of Eminem's Cleaning Out My Closet, which would just loop every single time he said one more time. So it would be like, I'm cleaning out my closet, so, you know, yeah. I never meant to hurt you, but I'm cleaning out my closet one more time. I said something, Mom, yeah. And it was just that for 5 minutes, and that was the best version of that song I ever heard.
Also, Napster was home to a lot of mislabeled...
Yeah,
so, songs.
Yeah, it'd be like Post Malone featuring
Ja Rule and Jay-Z and DMX and like a million people. And it's like, oh my God,
and this is
like,
happening?
Yeah, yeah, this is amazing.
And then it's like, oh my God, exclusive. And it's like Gary's song.
Who's Gary?
Exactly. Who is Gary?
Gary worked at the fucking Chicken Express.
Yeah. Gary's song. That is not DMX.
DMX is a very nice acoustic career that you didn't even know about.
No, but that's Napster's the one that Lars Ulrich went after.
Correct. Yeah.
Were you a Metallica fan?
I love Metallica.
Did you see them perform live?
No, I've never seen them.
Who did you
guess
see perform
who's
live?
In this apartment right
Who?
Now?
Who?
Metallica.
Where? Oh shit, dude! Oh! It's the room is so smoky right now. That'd be sick.
Yeah. Who is the we'll work on it for next time.
Yeah.
Who are some of the artists you did see growing up?
I saw Korn. Mm-hmm. Korn was my first concert with my dad. Brad Paisley.
Would you see him at like big venues like?
Yeah, those ones.
Did Brad Paisley play like Cowboy Stadium or something?
No, this was before I saw Brad Paisley. I don't know.
Okay, somewhere.
It was super. That man can get down.
Sure. Have you met him since?
No, but I would love for him to teach me a little chicken picking licking.
Yo, put it out in the air.
Teach him a little chicken express licking.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. I'll give him chicken for a lesson in chicken picking.
Do you have a Brad Paisley type hat?
Brad Paisley type hat?
Yes.
Brad Paisley type beat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple Brad Paisley type hats.
That's
they got
dope.
Ruined on tour, though.
Really? Just flattened?
Yeah. You flattened my Brad Paisley type hat.
Who sat on them?
Nobody. It was just in transit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a shame.
Yeah, really. It blows. It really blows.
So,
it's the price of fame.
How quickly did you and First, like, you know, how long did it take you guys to really, like, link and get creatively in tune?
I mean, like, one day.
First day?
Like, yeah, first day I played beats, and first day, that was nice. Yeah, I just got there.
Yeah. It's because I pointed at you, and I said, you get this now.
Right, yeah.
You understand. Yeah, I played beats, and he played beats, and then I played beats, and he played beats, then we made some beats together.
Are you somebody who needs to work at night, or are you cool, like, during a regular business hours?
I'm a night guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't work in the day.
Is it the vibe? Oh. is it the vibe or the fact that it's just like dark out? Is it like it seems like the music?
I'm a vampire. I hate light.
And also because you drink blood.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I wear sunglasses everywhere.
And you like Twilight.
It's not bad. I don't exactly love it, but it's not bad.
No, just give like a 30-minute argument for Twilight.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Strap yourself in.
Ready now.
So the Great reason why I'm Team Edward is because...
So, okay, so you guys are recording, and when does White Iverson get into your life?
I was working on the beat, all the pads and all that stuff at the house, and I had been writing. I feel like Tay Zonde. No, I turned away from the mic to breathe, but mine is a cough. But yeah, I was working on it, and while I was working on it, I was writing the words and all that stuff in my head and the melody and stuff, and then I brought it, and he's like, "This is hard." So then we recorded it, and it's a super big smash, triple platinum.
And
I've never heard it.
I haven't either. Still, I haven't heard that goddamn song.
At that point, do you call your parents and you're like, "Yo,
yo, ma,
yeah,
ma."
It's been a week.
Go to YouTube. Yeah. Go to YouTube right now. Ma. Ma, go to my Twitter. Steve tweeted me. Check it out. Ma. I know you're busy. Wiz Khalifa, ma. And Mac Miller, ma.
Does she know who those people are?
Because I haven't been listening to them forever.
Okay. I guess our mom knows who Wiz and Mac are.
She knows who Korn is.
Yeah, Korn, yeah, yeah. Big Jonathan fan.
Yeah, she's not a Brad Paisley type, though.
No. Yeah. Not since, you know, her hat got flattened.
Yeah.
He flattened my Brad Paisley type hat.
If that ends up in a lyric, just remember where you thought it from.
Yeah, you have to give copyright in the line. Yeah.
Bitch ass so fat, she flattened my Brad Paisley type hat.
I mean, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. I would sort of take that as a freestyle. Might be the first freestyle on our
podcast. I think we're going to loop that, yeah. Yeah. It's the point. Yeah.
Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat, she flattened my Brad Paisley type. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat, she flattened my Brad Paisley type. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat, she flattened my Brad Paisley type hat.
What's that?
Brad Paisley.
What's that?
Type hat.
A waste of time.
That's the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, a waste of time.
I got you guys.
Yeah, yeah, appreciate
Chelsea.
That.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
If you need more.
Are these as shitty microphones as you started out working on?
Nah, dude, I had a compressor, man. Come on.
okay, you record White Iverson, and that night you're like, this is cool. I like this vibe. Right. Everyone in the room. Did you have a lot of people in there?
Nah, it was just me. It was like 7 a.m., me, and I wanted to record it myself, but then some other dude recorded it.
And you do it, and you're feeling good, or you go to sleep, and then... Yeah. How does it get from there? Like, who's the first person to really reach out to you and be like, yo, this is bigger than you even know?
Well, I mean, like, first came in, he was like, yo, this is big. Played it for Dre. Dre loved it. Played it for everybody. They loved it. And then nobody really wanted me to put it out. Because they were like, save this. You have to save this.
Yeah. Save it for what?
Like, exactly. I don't know.
Don't put it on YouTube. Don't put it on SoundCloud. Yeah, exactly. Don't
so
like.
Then I just put it on SoundCloud and put it on YouTube.
Wait, what was your thought process there? Because everyone's saying no, and you're like,
I said, I know that this is it's now or never. I said, I'm sick of waiting around to put my music out. I'm sick of it. So then we
wear a jacket.
Yeah, exactly. I should have worn my music jacket because I'm sick of not having my music out.
But you put it on SoundCloud, and then was there any expectation of where it would be placed or how it would move?
I just had Fat Man Key tweeted it, and then
he was the first one.
Yeah, because he was in the. I played it for him in the studio whenever I was doing the second verse, and then I put it out the next day, and I was like, "Yo, check this out!" And he loved it, and he was just like, "Yo, post up next, check out this song." And then from there, because Wiz was fucking with him and stuff like that,
right.
And there it goes. That's all it takes. I don't even know. I haven't seen anything like it ever in my lifetime.
So in a matter of hours, days, and
like just one day,
and then what? How do you even? I mean. Are you watching it obsessively?
Yeah. No, I didn't close the laptop. I just refresh and refresh and refresh.
Was your phone getting like notifications at all times?
Yeah, I still had Twitter notifications on at that time. That's when people used to like me. When nobody likes me.
Well, no, now people fave it, yeah. Which is different. I didn't realize that you knew Key for that long.
Yeah, no, I'd known Key for a while.
I love your song with him.
He's fire.
Yeah, like he's so underrated.
For real.
Yeah,
he put a lot of people on. Everybody. Like, I don't want to say stole, but is influenced by his sound.
And you knew Key, I'm guessing, through First or through...
Yeah, through First, yeah.
It was... Wiz was in the studio.
Key was.
He was in the studio. Wiz found out about the song.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Through Twitter, posting it.
Gotcha.
But Key... Like, I fucked with Key since he did that thing with First. Mm-hmm. Like, don't trust me. That's so hard. And whenever I met him, I was like, wow, you know what? This is fucking sick.
I also appreciate that he owns Fat Man Key. Like, Fat Man. Like, that's such a hard and confident, like, thing to say.
Yeah, he's a confident guy.
I've never met him.
He's the sweetest.
Did you ever meet Stevie B?
Yes, I did.
How was that?
He's the nicest guy, too. I got some of his merch.
Did you know about his like whole musical history?
No, I know Summer Love or mm-hmm. that's what it's called.
Yeah,
it's a great song.
Yeah,
it's a great song. And his son Amir, dopest dude.
Amir
producer.
B.
Producer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their real last name.
That is not.
It's their real last name. It's B.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, there's more to it.
No, it's B. I saw the license. His last name is B. It's awesome.
Adam Carolla, his parents did not give him a middle name, so one time he went to renew his license at the DMV and saw that there was a space there, and he was just like, well, Lakers. So his actual license says Adam Lakers Carolla.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Stevie B.
Sounds like he's like being called on in class.
I know. Stevie B?
Yeah.
Post M.
Yes, sir.
You
Yes, S.
Yeah. In a matter of days, how many followers do you think added you on Twitter?
I mean, before everything started, I had like 700 something followers.
Why was that?
Oh yeah,
you had 10K.
Yeah, and somebody hacked me, and then no, but that was on Instagram.
Wait, were they real followers, or did you buy them?
No, they were real followers.
I know, sounds
fake. I was a fly little kid.
Really?
I was a fly little kid.
10,000 followers just off of, that's dope.
Yeah, I was sick. I had dope gear. Rocking dope gear.
That's your manager was so mad.
I was the first.
For someone
was
who has,
your manager mad?
For someone with so much dope gear, by the way, you would think you would have a dope jacket on a day like today, but you know,
come on, guys,
just gonna shame
stop
you.
Stop
like,
picking
yeah.
on me.
No, so
yeah, okay, way to show up on time. Idiot.
I know, yeah, thanks. So you record this song, you put it out, Fat Man Key bigs it up, and you're off.
Yeah.
How do you possibly like with a sane mind? Because you're in the tornado. How do you figure out the next step? How do you not say yes to the first thing that comes along?
Or did you
or
say
did
yes?
Or did you, yeah.
No, I didn't say yes. I said, give me more money.
Well, so you understood what this could be.
Yeah.
And did you have anything else in the stash? Or was it like on that level?
I mean, yeah, I have a lot of stuff. Like some of the stuff that is on the new album I wrote in that same place, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's just like there's a lot of dope stuff, and there's stuff that ain't even out yet that I still have to perfect, but that was a really good time, and right now is a really good time musically for me. So
and okay, so who is stopping by, who's calling you, who's making you offers that you're just like, well, let me consider, and then ask for more money?
I mean, we did South By. That was dope, but they didn't give me no money.
What was South By like?
It was dope. I did like 14 shows.
Is that did you find a lot of people from home traveled out there to see you?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool.
A few of them.
Andrew?
Not Andrew. Andrew wasn't... I don't know where Andrew was.
Any of the Chicken Express guys?
No.
Ah,
none of them.
Bummer.
But just people that would go to Austin for, you know, South By in general. But
yeah.
They came to see me. And, you know, it was a lot of fun.
No one from, like, the Dallas scene that was, like, you know, in another band came to see you and be like, whoa, this is bigger.
But you also just might not have seen them.
Brick was there. Brick came, and we turned up and had fun. And Bryce Hankins was there. And that's where I met Lil Uzi.
Really?
Yeah, and that was before he was super popping.
Yeah.
With,
yeah.
Like, Dumber.
Wait, did you say he was Dumber?
No, that song Dumber.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best Lil Uzi song, actually, ever.
We love Lil Uzi. He was up here, and he was awesome.
Cool-ass dude.
Yeah, really, like, great guy, and on... I mean, he's on a million right now.
He's, yeah, he's working with Kanye right now.
Yeah.
Which we will get to. Oh, my God. We get it.
God.
If you look... We all have.
come on. Let's be honest, yeah. Guys.
I actually did work with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff. You did not.
I met him.
Yeah, you did meet
Join
him.
Join the club, yeah. Dude. The hell?
So anyway, Post.
Yeah. You haven't even worked with Kanye?
Ugh. Should I leave?
Yes. I know, yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Actually, KYS.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I should go work at Chicken Express. Dude. You're not in the library right
now. I know,
now.
Yeah.
What color was Lil Uzi's hair?
When you met him?
Yeah.
He actually had this weird Brad Paisley type hat on.
Yeah.
I couldn't see. I don't know. I think it was normal.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's to say what his hair is now isn't normal?
Yeah, what, you know, is normal? What is normal?
What
is this, right? Normal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, you meet Uzi down there. You kill it down in South by. You play 14 shows, yeah. That we said?
That's crazy, by the way.
It sucked.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though, at the same time.
But did you feel like that's too many shows, or were you just like, I'm just going to do everything?
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Did, like, you go out afterwards? Were you partying, like, along?
Yeah.
What is it, 6th Street?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, hell yeah. I wasn't old enough, but I just drank at the house, and then we went to a bunch of shows and got fucking fuzzy.
Did you visit the world's biggest Whole Foods?
No, that's there.
Yeah, Austin, that's where it's from. Yeah.
That's right at the
top
of
the
Sixth Street.
World's biggest rubber band ball before.
Where is that?
Hold up.
Where is that?
Tell us more about that.
Yeah.
I'm lying.
Oh.
Lying again.
Post.
Lying.
Stevie B's last name really isn't B, is it?
Yes, it is. Promise. His middle name's Lakers.
Yeah.
That's the shit. That's
this isn't so Usual awesome. Suspects. You can't just go
around
the room.
You look around, you're like, so French Montana.
Yeah.
So, okay. Then... You play South By. Is the interest just like ringing off the walls? Everything is just Post Malone, everything.
Yeah.
How did you figure out that you eventually landed at Universal Republic? Is that right?
Yeah.
How did you come to make that decision? What spoke to you about them that you didn't get from any other label or faction?
Well, my guy Tyler Arnold, the guy who signed me, would work so hard. Like, he couldn't get into some shows, so he just jumped the fence to get in. And that was super dope. So I was just like, you know, this guy has it, and I really fuck with the way that he's like passionate about it. So then I did it.
Did he make any promises, like, hey, like, other labels are going to tell you this or that, but I'm going to stay out of your process? Or
yeah,
I'm
that,
going
he,
to
see, he promised that I could be fully creative, and that still rings true.
Were they looking, okay, so were they looking for you to replicate the sound and style of White Iverson?
No.
Or they were just like, you could
I played them everything, like all the different sounds that I had, like with the guitar and everything, and they're just like, let's do it.
Did any labels make you perform live for them?
No.
That's cool.
I just played the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the most awkward stuff.
It's like watching people listen to your stuff. It's the worst. I can't do it.
Yeah, that and performing live in the meeting
room. Boardroom. Yeah.
Have you done corporate gigs?
Yeah, I did something for Google or something. What was it?
Google is
or something.
It,
yeah. Microsoft, yeah.
Oh, so not Google.
Not Google. Wait, did the check already clear? Yeah. Is that like, okay.
Right. Just to Microsoft.
Yeah. Then
love
who cares?
Microsoft,
who cares?
Everything Microsoft.
It's all green.
Yeah. Love Bill Gates. Yeah.
Are you sarcastic?
No, I love Bill Gates. He does very good things for this world.
What is that thing?
That is an apple. Oh God.
Oh,
Eric,
my God.
Throw it out.
Throw it out the window.
Let's be really honest. Do you know downtown there's the Samsung space? It's like an Apple store, but it's they have a
it's just not as
nice.
It's not.
Well, no, I mean, listen, it's three floor. I mean, like, it's okay, a crazy
it's,
store.
It's cool in its own way, but
right. Yeah.
What's the point, right?
What's the point?
I have an iPhone. Like, I like iPhones. I just, you know, PC, you know, like, Microsoft is crazy. And I'm an Xbox guy, so.
Oh, well, there you go. That is genuine and authentic in the whole
right.
thing.
We all use corporations for different things.
Right. At the Samsung store, it should be said that there were some Apple computers sitting in the
audio bag.
The booth, yeah. So, you know, it is
really?
What it is. Yes. In any event.
They were spying.
Yeah. Or they were just doing better work.
Wait, so what was the Microsoft gig like?
Fun.
Like, was the crowd, like, all older guys, or was it...
Yeah, it was an older crowd. It was, I think it was in San Francisco. Right, Dre? Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though.
So really white and old.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever think, by the way, because I'm sure you played a million shows at this point, but let's say all the shows you were doing when White Iverson was your biggest hit, right? Did you ever think about just fucking up everyone's heads and playing that, like, third instead of, like, closing with it?
No. I'm scared people don't like me anyway, so I just...
Just generally speaking?
No, I mean, my, like, performing-wise.
Where's your best performance been, you think?
I don't know.
Oh. Well, where have you felt pretty good about?
Dallas is always super lit. New York was lit, sold out yesterday. Mm-hmm. London was sold out the day before. Toronto's lit, Vancouver's lit.
Oh, so everything sounds good. You end up signing with Universal Republic, and what is their first move with you? Are they looking to just sell the single? Are they looking for you to put out a project right away?
I mean, not right away, but, you know, obviously make the single bigger, more radio play. Work on a project while you're at it, and, you know.
Who did you want to work with on the project to get something in stores?
I really wanted to work with Ye, but I ended up on his stuff, so, like, it worked. It works for me.
Did that start with stuff for your stuff?
Or? No.
Okay.
That was always for him.
That was always for him.
But, you know, we've been cooking.
Right. And how do you make that connection in the first place?
At Kylie's birthday party.
How was that?
Lit.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. Who was the craziest person you saw in that party?
Chuck Liddell.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah. I got a picture with him, and then a couple like months later, actually a lot of months later, like a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
He came up to me and asked me for a picture.
That's dope.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, Chuck Liddell, dude. He could fucking rip my soul out and feed it to somebody else and make them eat it.
How generous of him not to do that.
Yeah, seriously. Please don't make
me. That was not the type of party where you have to hand your phone in and...
No, it was at Bootsy's. It was just everybody was having good fun.
And at that point, I mean, you're still living in Los Angeles, Encino, and now you have a good idea of what Los Angeles is like, what it feels like. You're very at home there.
Right.
But going into a party like that, is that just a whole another level?
It depends on how many drinks I had, you know. If I'm not drunk, I'm very awkward.
What is your drink of choice?
Bud Light.
Fancy,
I see you got some Natty Ice up there.
Well, that's from right, yeah. Matty Miggs with the Natty Ice.
You the Natty Master? I feel you.
Shout out to Matt Miggs.
I feel you.
Wait, so did Kylie introduces you to Kanye?
Well, Kanye seen me. He was walking out with Kim, and he was like, "Yo," and he smiles at me, and I was like, "Oh."
You're like, did I have a lot more Bud Light than
I
thought?
Yeah, exactly. And then we're friends now.
Well, did you exchange information?
No, he just, I think, I don't remember, but I think his guys reached out to Dre and, you know.
And you were like, this is cool. So, did you link up in Los Angeles then?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, Los Angeles is cool. Especially, like, because you live there, and I'm sure it's a short commute to get to whatever studio that he asked you to go to. But it'd be really awesome if he flew you down to Hawaii. That would be.
Why did that happen to you?
No. I actually worked with him in Los Angeles, but I just feel like anything you can do to get to Hawaii. Right, yeah. When he did Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Oh, wow.
He did that fly everyone down far. To Hawaii.
Yeah. First of all, how far did you have to drive to Kanye's studio, to get in the studio with Kanye, and what were you thinking on the way over there?
It wasn't actually that far.
Wait, do you drive or do you Uber?
I drive. Okay. I just got a nice car. So
congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Yes.
It's a 1993 Toyota Camry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's solid gold. Oh.
Yeah. It's a really heavy car. You does not drive very fast. Yeah. But
tops out at 30.
Looks great. Yeah.
Looks great. I put a Bugatti engine in there. But I just kept the frames.
Whatever car you have, yeah, whoa. Look at that flash, right? Whatever car you have, does it have to have a really good system? Or are you stock, like a stock guy? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean I don't really listen to music. I write in the car.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you listen to anything like talk radio or
if I listen podcasts? To anything, it's Fleet Foxes or Megadeth. That's it.
Oh, those are two very different bands.
Such a huge divide. Yeah.
If I listen to anything in the car, it's everybody hates me for it.
Megadeth, not Metallica.
I mean, I like the new Metallica album. Have you listened?
No,
it's pretty good. It's pretty good. But you know, it's kind of, it could be Megadeth, it could be Metallica, it could be Pantera, or it's just either that or Fleet Fox.
Does it bother you, not to get like too far off topic, but does it bother you on this podcast? Does it bother you, when rappers or anybody else wears like Pantera shirts or.
I don't want to say yeah, but yeah, a little.
You're like, do you even listen to these bands?
Yeah. I don't do that to my friends because it's like, okay, you look cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But to like girls, I just be like, what's your favorite Metallica song?
Well, what is.
I'll wait.
Yeah, what's the right answer? Like, if someone says.
All you have to do, if I was to say, what's your favorite Metallica album? And all you literally have to say is Metallica.
Right. What if somebody says, like, I love Enter Sandman? Are you like, you're whack?
I mean, power to you.
That is my favorite Metallica song, Eric.
Jeff, which is your favorite Metallica album? The Black Album.
Yeah.
Before you went on tour with Bieber, had you met him?
No. Yes.
Yes, no.
Yes. I was in the studio and then he came through and we just had beers and just chilled and became friends and he was like, let's go on tour. And I said,
all right.
I thought it was a joke, but then it really happened.
Yeah, not a very funny joke. What beer did he have?
We were drinking Bud Light. I had the beer on tap, and he always brings the tequila.
Wait, did you really have it like a tap?
No, I wish.
Oh.
But here's something that's awesome.
Yes?
They're giving me a fridge.
Who is they?
The higher powers.
They, oh like God. Khaled talks about?
Like Bud Light. Whoa. I got an Anheuser-Busch tattoo, so they better give me something. I'm just not old
that's
enough.
That's why. Yeah.
I'm just not old enough to like,
yeah, why is Anheuser-Busch not the corporation that you're performing for? Like, why Microsoft? Like,
wait, how old are you?
Right, I'm 21.
Oh, so you are. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be 25, I guess.
Oh, to rent a car to get over there. Yeah, yeah.
To go to the meeting, I gotta rent a car.
Yeah. Like,
no, but there's a fridge that whenever you're low on beer, it knows, and they come and bring you more beer. And I'm about to have one.
That's like in the hotels that you stay in when you like you lift like if you you know when they have like the stocked fridge and then you open it up and they have some sort of sign that says like if you take one of these you will, but they know because there's sensors beneath like the bottles that you pick up and it knows if you've had one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's you.
I hope they are they going to charge me?
What Bud Light giving you a free refrigerator?
I think
I don't know, but they dropped me off like 1,000 beers for free one time for my birthday.
1,000 beers?
Yeah.
All for you?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Wait, where brought me a bunch of.
Wait, where do you stock those?
In the garage.
Was this for your 21st birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did gotcha. Drink responsibly.
Exactly.
Yeah. But drink them all in like a week.
Right. you should.
Because beers go bad.
Wait, they should give you a van. Like some sort. They should have gifted you a van full of beer. That would have been.
Yeah.
Like a delivery truck.
Very rude of these executives who gave you 1,000 beers to not give you a van.
Exactly.
Dude, they should have gave me a vehicle, dude.
Who is the... A vehicle.
Your manager's going to have to start writing up an email
right now.
I know,
yes. Guys, we have some ideas for the whole
Why didn't you give him a Bud Light themed vehicle, dude? You don't think he's worth it?
Who is the strangest person to just walk into a recording session that you've been in?
Like, strange as in...
Like, you would not expect, I guess, anybody.
Not like a magician or something, but like...
David Blaine.
Has what? He really?
Yeah, he's super dope, too. He did a trick on me.
Wait, explain...
What trick did he do?
I don't know if it was really a recording session.
Did he ask you to pull
it? It wasn't a recording
session.
But
you were
session.
In a studio.
We were on stage. On side stage. Does that count?
Yeah.
You were on the side of a stage.
Yeah, I think at Coachella.
Uh-huh.
And he showed up.
And yeah, he was like, there hanging
pull
out
my
with
finger,
Kanye.
And then you pulled his finger, and the finger came off, and he's like, aha, joke's on you.
Joke's on you, that's my real finger.
I know, yeah. Did you have a real conversation with him?
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
I believe it, but he's also...
Creeps me the
yeah,
fuck out.
Yeah, he's a creepy dude, yeah.
Demon man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool nickname.
Because
he's a D-man and he's a man.
D-man?
He's
oh,
demand.
Hello.
He's D-man.
He's in demand.
Nice.
Yeah. So, are we... What did he... Did he really perform a trick?
Yeah, he did.
I wonder what that's like. Like, you go everywhere and you're just... It's like, you're a comedian, tell a joke. Tell me a joke.
Right.
It's like, do a trick.
No, but he's volunteering.
Come on.
To do it.
So
yeah, he loves
come on, Magic Man.
What did he do?
So, he did a trick. He got out a deck of cards, gave me a card. I wrote my name on it. He put the deck of cards into my hand. I smushed them together so no one could grab nothing, and they were all there, and I smushed them together. I gave it back to him. He pulls out a card. He says, this isn't your card, is it? I say, nope. And he goes, look under your motherfucking wristwatch. So I folded it up into fours and put it under my watch, and it was my card.
Signed.
Was it your watch?
Signed, yes. What?
Was it your watch?
What? That yeah, new... it was my watch. Yeah,
he just give
watch.
You a new watch.
I was like,
wait
whoa,
a minute.
Dude, thank you.
Yeah, it's like
you got to give that back.
He said, is this your card? And you said, no. And he said, look under your watch, and there were 1,000 beers.
That would be incredible. Look under your Brad Paisley.
But who? Yeah, who do you think was the weirdest person to like just stop through a studio that you were in?
I guess Andy Milonakis.
Whoa.
Yeah, how he's a super sweet guy, too.
But how does that come to be? Like, was he there to see someone else and just, like, you know, went through every different studio?
Yeah. No, not really. Not every different studio.
He was there for
who
days.
Who can I go just crash a studio right now? No, he just came in, and we were just chilling, making music, and having fun.
We were out at the BET Awards one year, and we were invited by these producers, and we were hanging out. And then, you know, there's a million other people recording in other... studios, right. And it's BET weekend, so like there's a lot of people around, but I just think the idea of like Andy Milonakis going like, you know, let me see who's in the studio,
right?
That's pretty amazing.
I always want to do that.
Yes, but you like, are an established like, artist. I think that's
I
like,
don't even think I could get away with it, because what if I walk into the wrong session?
What would be the wrong session?
No, but
like the Barry Gibb.
What?
Barry Gibbs,
is he still alive?
I don't
Barry
what? I don't know. Which
I don't
one?
Know
too soon.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Sorry guys.
Yeah, Jeff.
Eric, edit
know,
this
like,
out.
What if, like, Satan was recording in
David Blaine?
David Blaine, Demon Man.
Demon Man. I'm a magic man.
Yeah.
He's working on his blues album.
That'd be dope.
It would be dope.
As long as you were wearing your Brad Paisley hat.
And the Occid.
Yeah. So,
no, but I think, do you think if you're a magician, you can do anything? So you could be, like, the world's greatest singer?
You want to know what?
I don't...
Well, look, let's just get real serious for a minute. Magicians, like, it's not... really magic. They do things to trick your brain.
Yeah.
And I don't know, dude. I've seen some pretty crazy shit.
Man put a card under your watch.
It was crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Right. He blew your mind, but at the end of the day, he knows the secret to it. So he, like, there's another level to him just being like, who does he share these secrets with? It's just him. He's the only one who knows.
But how do you get to the point where you can get shot in the mouth?
Okay, yeah. that's real. That's
I don't
real.
Get it. And how do you get to the point where you stab yourself in the hand and it goes all the way through?
Yeah, that's very strange too, with no blood. And
it's just like, who does it the first time and is like, you know what, I'm going to get good at this.
Right.
It's not like pogo sticking where like...
Okay, you go. So Bieber says, yo, come on tour with me. And you're like, yeah, right. And he says, no, really. And you say, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And then you meet him at the first date and continue, and you stayed on the whole tour.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've talked about this. I know you have. But what was that experience like? This is somebody who's larger than life.
Right.
And, you know, you're opening for somebody who is going to get cheered no matter what he does. What is your thinking as you hit the stage every night?
I mean, it was terrifying. It's scary, and it never gets easier. Like, it's instead of 2,000 people, it's 20,000. And you don't know if they're going to like you because it's such a broad range of
Bieber fans. People.
Yeah, like grandmas, grandsons, granddaughters, dads.
Who know every word to every one of his songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're there for him.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, they were really supportive. If Justin gives you that cosign, I feel like they're really supportive.
But then did they turn on you when you guys were, quote-unquote, fighting in the press?
No, not at all.
They weren't like, fuck this guy.
Right.
Not
how dare sides. You sure.
step on his foot?
Because we put out another picture of him choking me. It right. was just a troll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Troll. We went to...
How does it feel to burn a man with a cigarette?
Intense. Dude, it's crazy.
Unless it was magic.
Oh.
I've been practicing for this.
What was the project that you guys put out for free?
August 26th, the day the album was supposed to come out, but it didn't.
Right. Really good project.
Thank you.
How'd you feel about putting that out for free, and was the label, like, on board with it?
Because yeah. I needed to put something out.
Right.
I needed to put something out.
And did you mind that these were songs that you put a lot of effort into, and you're like, well, it could sell it, but I want to give it out for free?
Nah. At some point, it is, you know, it's a living that I need to make. But at the other point, it still is about the music, you know. It's what I wanted to do, and this is what I love to do.
So. Right. And the new project...
Yes, sir.
...is... Look, everyone says it's their best work yet, right? Like, everyone, their latest project is their best work yet. But tell us why this is really your best work yet.
I think it's the best. I think it's the most cohesive group of songs, and I think it's got a little something for everybody, but at the same time, everybody loves something. If that makes sense, it's like, I just think it's good. You know, I think everybody is fucking with it except for Pitchfork.
What did
they say?
I didn't see what Pitchfork's review was.
It's awful.
Their review
is
awful?
And that mustache did too.
Yeah, well, that's
the, don't
that's
they all have mustaches? Specific,
yeah. they all have mustaches. And yeah, but everybody else loves it.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, I saw the Spotify numbers that are just, like, insane.
It's going great.
Yeah.
Everything is going great, man. You know, just rocking and rolling.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Featuring Quavo.
Oh!
You get it. That's your song.
That's my song. Enter song.
So you fly back tonight. No, tonight?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Where
to
LA.
To LA. Right? Back
I'm
going to
hang out. Shout out to my boy Ethan Klein. I can't wait. I'm hanging out with him.
With Ethan Klein.
What are you guys going to do?
Drink beers and just hang.
Do you have any beer left in your garage?
Yes.
Not from the thousand, from thousand beers?
Yeah, from the thousand beers.
Yeah.
When was your birthday?
July.
How is that the toughest question?
July 4th?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember. I was about to say January, but that ain't right.
No, it's not. No, we're going to catch you in all the lies.
Yeah. I'm not lying, guys.
January.
July 5th.
Yes. Yeah.
Right outside of July 4th. Fucking liar.
So, okay. But you met Guy Fieri.
Yep.
You met Justin Bieber.
Yep.
You met Kanye West.
Yep.
You've worked with Justin Bieber.
Yep.
You've worked with Kanye West.
Yep.
When are you going to work with Guy Fieri?
He said he wants me on the show in Dallas.
And?
I'm going to do it.
All right.
Yeah. No way.
I'm glad it's settled.
Yeah. Take me to Flavortown.
No, you know what you should do? You should do Guy's Grocery Games. Have you seen that?
No.
That's when he like has people running around a grocery store.
And then you
have to make the food based on what you find or whatever.
Yeah, the ingredients. He gives you a bunch of like riddles and you have to sort of figure them out and get those ingredients or something that you think would make sense and then... Yeah, make
super
something.
Dope.
Yeah.
He's like,
it's super dope.
But yeah. you should be one of the people. Can you cook?
I got one. I got one plate.
That's true.
It's called the Posty Plate.
The Posty Plate.
Oh, this sounds.
Let's go.
Disgusting.
disgustingly good.
Oh, sorry.
And so it's rice.
Gotcha.
Spicy chicken that I made.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese. Four. And the only thing that I didn't make is
the mac and cheese and the cheddar biscuit that I put on top of it from Red Lobster.
Do you you want to know what? You say it's really good, but Pitchfork.
Pitchfork, yeah, with it. Pitchfork gives it,
says it's awful.
Bullshit. Mustache Man says not good out of 10.
So when like that review comes out, like do you take that personally or
yeah, went off last night. It was last night. I went off.
On who? Like in
everybody
on Twitter or
yeah,
do you...
on Twitter. It's still there, but I had fun. See, people think I'm really upset, but I'm just drunk and I'm just having fun. Because yeah. How come everybody else can have fun and talk shit on Twitter, but I'm not allowed?
Well,
to.
How about this?
You kidding?
I dare you to get the Pitchfork logo tattooed on you.
I was actually about to do that.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah, John Boy was about to do it.
Yo, look at us right now.
Come on, we're on the wavelength.
I know.
Yeah. I'm with it.
Eric, you should get the matching tattoo.
Oh, and I'll grow a mustache. And then we're like, you know, yeah, exactly. Really.
Then you become the writer.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. It gives you the powers to be just a pretentious asshole.
That's right.
But you want to know what? My original joke was like a 3-1. It's fine.
That's a Pitchfork joke.
Yeah, this is like a 2.7. It's fine. Just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yo, Post, thanks for coming all the way
thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
Of yeah, course. Good to see you.
Safe travels back.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real. You know what? We've had so many in the past 10 days or so that people need to catch up on those. But you know what? There's a whole lot more episodes where those came from on our SoundCloud and iTunes, and Jeff's going to tell you where to go to find those.
You can always go to soundcloud.com/awasteoftime. You can also go to iTunes, search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real. We are on Facebook at It's The Real, Instagram at It's The Real, Twitter at It's The Real. We are also on Snapchat, not at It's The Real. Someone has taken It's The Real and held it hostage. We are It's The Real and It's The Real Eric.
We are dedicating 2017 to getting that handle back. Jeff, this podcast doesn't go anywhere if we don't have the support of our listeners, and we want to spread the word, and that starts with us. Who do you want to tell to spread the word about this podcast?
I want to tell Curve Gotti.
Curve Gotti, first of all, amazing name.
Amazing name. Curve Gotti out of, I believe, Detroit.
Regular listener.
Yeah, and commenter and all that, and shouts to him.
Shouts to him. I did see that he commented today on Twitter. I also want to shout someone from the Midwest, Jeff. Our friend, Trav Twista. Dave.
Oh, Trav Dave.
Shout out to Trav Dave, who is a loyal listener, a loyal commenter, and the biggest fan of our friends, Boss Nod and Big Waz. And if it wasn't for Trav Dave, I feel like those guys wouldn't come back on the podcast. I think that Trav Dave is the reason that we get so much quality time with our friends, Nod and Waz. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right, yes.
Everybody should go to itsthereal.com. Go get your tickets for your girls' tour. Itsthereal.com. Also, if you would, go to YouTube and search for Dave Matthews Bands and leave a nice comment. That's all I ask.
It's Eric's Christmas wish.
That's just the one thing that I want. The last thing for this year.
And then for the next 2 days that we have podcasts, there might be some other stuff we need.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. She flattened my grid paisley tee. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. She flattened my grid paisley tee. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. Yeah. Bitch ass so fat. She flattened my grid paisley type hat.
What's that?
Grid paisley.
What's that?
Type hat.
A waste of time.
That's the show.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like, a waste of time.